Hello.
Hi, is this Faith?
This is Faith. Is this Allison?
This is. How are you?
I am well now that I hear your voice.
What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I need care here. I'm sorry. I'm waiting for this trash truck to go by
You're
so I
gonna.
don't have to yell. Sorry.
This is for Miss Jean, correct?
Yes, and Natasha from Kingstone,
Yep.
she had referred me. It was about a month ago.
Yep.
I referred to you guys. It was about a month, but I had already had something in place that
Yep.
definitely didn't work, and I tried to give it a shot, tried not
Yeah.
to, but I can't. It's unacceptable. It was a young lady that we needed her here for the weekends. Our needs are for the weekends.
Okay.
We need a caregiver for the weekends. During the weekdays, my aunt takes care of her, and if I'm here and able to help out, I'll, jump in and give a hand.
And this is, correct me if I'm wrong. So what I got from Natasha was 47 hours a week, but she
Yes.
has, I believe you said your aunt works for
My
her, so.
her sister takes care of her during the week, but her
Okay.
sister's too, she's getting tired out. She's no spring chicken. She
Yeah.
still moves around. She gets around great, but she's getting tired. I already have obligations. I help out when I can, and I get my,
Got it.
like this weekend. Now these people, I'm jumping all around because they have me so
Welcome.
upset. I'm sorry, Allison.
That's okay, I'm listening.
Someone was supposed to be in place last weekend. I went out of town. I left Friday. My aunt's calling me at 9:20 a.m. Saturday morning saying, "Hey, Faith, is it
Didn't
Mickey
show
supposed to
up.
be here?" And I'm like,
Oh.
"Yeah." So then I called the agency. Of course, you could never get through there. So then I texted the young lady that's in charge that does the scheduling and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I said, "Hello, good morning. I'm out of town." Is that the way you answer the phone? I just
Yeah,
think
that's.
the moment of, I know you can't work miracles, and I know, I am switching over to you guys, but I'm just giving you this weekend it's important. My son just and his fiance just m flew out to an island in Mexico yesterday. They have three children. I am supposed to have them for the weekend. Her mother has them on the weekdays. And I was promised, 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 but now at the
Yeah.
11th hour, I'm getting nervous. I don't know if they'll come through or not, and I'm very nervous.
So when is she gonna need, let me see. So I'm sure Natasha can switch it over as soon as possible now. We had gone into staffing, I want to say around like the second week of July, and
Okay.
we found a handful of people that were looking for the chance for the meet and greet. Now, since we
Wow.
didn't hear back, we put them on different cases. I'm gonna contact staffing and see if any, let me see how many she has on here. Oh my goodness. Okay. So one, 12, 13, 14. Okay, so she has at least around 15 people that were interested in the case to begin with. So I'm gonna have staffing go through, see who's still available. So you said 47 hours a week, correct? And
Yes.
weekends is primary.
Yes. Primary are the weekends. The weekdays are pretty much covered, not unless her sister has an appointment or something going on or just needs a day of rest.
Yeah, of course.
And we would let you know in well in advance.
Yeah, we just asked 48 hours. That's it.
Oh, perfect. See the
So we could
this
find somebody.
agency is up and running.
Yeah, so, okay, so weekends. Now, for the 47 hours, do you know? I know she said, you said Nikki came in at 9.
Yes. Okay. So on the week, Monday through Friday is 9 to 4.
Okay.
On the weekend, I mean, Monday through Saturday is 9 to 4. Sunday is 9 to 2.
Okay. Perfect. And then is there any preference for female, male, anything like that?
My aunt's not going to let a man touch her. She's old.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
It's not at me.
No problem. I think I put that in there.
He would be perfect for the lift, any lifting, but.
Okay.
And she's so easy and simple to do. I mean, it's easy peasy with her.
Now, does she need help in and out of the shower? Or, like, does she need help transferring at all?
She needs to be assisted with transferring. But as far as shower goes, I am the shower giver.
Got it.
So I don't want anybody else giving her the shower because her one knee buckled. And I have a system teaching how to handle her. And I wouldn't want that to be on anybody's hands because she's kind of difficult with the shower. So I will take that.
Okay. And then, let's see, does she have any, like, equipment? Is she in either a wheelchair, walker?
She's in a wheelchair. I walk her, I walk her in the morning. And she needs to walk. She needs, she has a, what do you want to call this thing? It's a cycler type thing. It's not a bike, but it just has the pedals where you can exercise your legs. We have one of those, and if you can't depend on her to do it, if you don't tell her, she won't do it. So she needs to be cued about that as well. She needs to be walked. And to use that exercise, the cycler thing.
Okay.
What is that thing called?
You want to know something? I was trying to think of it as you were telling me, and I was like, I don't even think I know exactly what you're talking about, by the way.
I can't give it a name.
It's the stationary bike.
I'm the one that got it for and can't remember the name. Terrible.
Yeah, but let me see, and then what other, so the ones I want to get out of the way, the most important is in and out of the shower, transfers, any type of equipment. Oh, and then is she going to be needing any meal prep?
Yes, she cannot no, don't put something in the kitchen. Well, it doesn't stand well, so you just have to be made. And my aunt, on the weekends, what she will do, because I know I've worked for an agency, so I know some things. I know that some agencies don't want to be liable for, like if something happens and you're giving out the meds or you didn't give it or whatever. I know some agencies do not give out medication.
Yeah, no, we do not.
Okay, so that would already be out and ready for her. That would be already poured. Her pills would be poured. We put it in yogurt. And that would be taken care of. Just they would have to be responsible to make sure she got her yogurt so she can take her medicine.
Got it. Yeah, I was going to say, we can do reminders, but we can't administer. That's the difference between skilled and non-skilled.
Right.
Okay. And then is there anything else that you think we should be aware of? Is it a smoking household, and does she have pets?
No smoking. Okay. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, my aunt, now, as I told you, she's no spring chicken, the one that takes care of her sister, and that's who my aunt wanted to take care of her. And she still gets around, still driving and everything. Now, as far as, filling out the app online and things like that, she is not good at all.
Okay.
So I have to, anything electronic, the way the times are now, I do that for them. They're so old school. They're back in the 19th century.
Got it. Oh, so you're looking to transfer your aunt over here as, you want her onboarded for this as well?
Yeah.
It's totally up to you. Okay. I just didn't know if we were going to leave her at that agency and then only do the 47, or if you wanted to do the full amount here. It's totally up to you.
No, the full amount would be there.
Okay.
I'm not giving them any more. I don't trust them.
Okay.
You do have our address?
Let me double check. I'll confirm it.
And where are you located?
We are located 1 Winding Drive, Philadelphia.
Oh, you're in Philadelphia.
We are, but we do cover the entire front end of Pennsylvania. So we cover all the way from Monroe down to Delaware, down to Chester.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Because I know with the 2 agencies, and this is the second one that I'm getting rid of.
Yeah.
We're based out of Philly, but I kept being told that anybody because nobody, you know, they don't want to come out here and they don't want to travel that far and blah blah blah. So that's why when you said Philadelphia, I kind of paused.
I heard that, but I'm gonna be so honest and not to toot my own horn, but I don't think Natasha would have recommended us if she didn't think we were able to handle it. You know what I'm saying? Like a professional, like a MCO, like a managed care organization referral. I don't think she would point you guys in the wrong way. I love Natasha. I've been working with her for years. So,
okay, that's relieving and refreshing.
Yeah.
I could breathe.
Yeah, originally I work as an enrollment specialist for this specific program that Jean is on, and I help the patients and families that don't understand it through the state process. So I was inquiring about that with her, and then she gave me your information because she was saying that you guys were having issues with the agency.
Allison, could you hold 1 second?
Yeah.
And Carol, your car is back.
Yep, I'm here.
1 second, Allison.
Yeah, take your time.
I didn't even say it's under the new IDs. Oh, well. Allison?
Yes, ma'am.
We're back.
All right. So the only thing that I would need, I'm going to check the address on file for you. That's one.
Yes.
Hold on. Oh, how many total hours does she have?
How many what?
Total hours a week does she have?
47.
And so how many are going to be needing, let me see. And then you said Monday through Saturday. 9 to 4.
Pardon me? Monday through Saturday.
9 to 4.
9 to 4.
And then Sunday, 9 to 2.
9 to 2.
Beautiful. And then, okay, perfect. So 47 total hours. And then I have 942 Henry Ave, 19087.
Yes, and see, a lot of people from the city, for whatever reason, get mixed up and think we're talking about Henriette. Well, that's what these other agencies.
It's in Wayne, correct?
Henry Avenue in Philadelphia. We're in Wayne, PA.
Yep, I got you.
And also, because my aunt will want to know, so when I go to her and run all this information down to the booth of them.
Of course.
How much for the sister that takes care of her? How much will she get paid an hour?
Well, how much is she getting now?
She's getting 15, I think.
For how many hours? Hold on. So she works Monday through Friday, correct?
Correct.
So 9. So right now she works 35 hours a week?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, because, well, actually more than that, because she has the weekends. This has been an ongoing thing with the weekends.
Got it. So she would be working 35.
Yeah, she would only be working the 35 hours. The rest would be the weekend person.
I'm going to see if we can bump her up. Because if she's going to decline her hours, I'm going to put her in for, I'm going to see if we can do 15:50
okay.
for the 35 hours. And then if she would like, depending on the aid and everything that we find, we can do that transition
yeah.
whenever. I'm sure somebody would be willing to take on the full 47 hours, but that's totally up to you guys.
Right.
So
okay.
we can definitely do that. I'm going to go submit that. I have to get it approved just because we do have to get anything approved over 14 that we offer. Doesn't mean we can't do it. I just have to, it's annoying. I have to get it approved.
Okay.
So I will go submit that. I'm also going to, let me see, what is your sister's name? First, last?
Not my sister, they're both my aunts.
I'm sorry, your aunt.
I live here with them because they're elderly and I help them.
I'm sorry, her sister, right?
All right, you talking about the one that takes care of her or one that needs the help?
So it is Miss Jean's sister that's going to take care of her.
Jean's sister, and her name is Carolyn Young.
Thank you.
Jean Young is the client, the one that needs the help, and I'm Faith Young, the niece.
Got it. Thank you. I keep mixing it up.
It's okay, and it's easy to get mixed up.
All right.
It's
and then Miss Carolyn's best contact number.
You can wait. Let me find her. Give me 2 seconds.
Yep. Take your time.
And I will give you her number. Let me see. Let me put my glasses on.
You're good.
2 seconds. Okay. Aunt Carol, where are you there? There you are. Okay. Her number is area code 484.
Yep.
535.
Mm-hmm.
0107.
Beautiful. So what I will do is I am going to submit Carolyn's information so that our intake coordinator for staffing,
yes.
I'm sorry, for intake can contact her and give her all the paperwork for onboarding and onboard her. Her name will be Monica. Monica will
Monica.
Be contacting Carolyn.
Did Monica just get married?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking I knew this Monica.
No,
sorry.
Different. No, you're okay.
I have another question.
Yeah.
So, when, I guess you would call me to let me know, we know it won't be this weekend, correct?
I can double check. So, I was just going to go over that. So, we have to confirm with Miss Harrison. I would say give us 48 hours to just see who's still available in the area from our list. I would say probably by next weekend.
Okay.
Is that okay? Or is there a time frame that?
Actually, that's why, if we could get somebody for this weekend, it would be a blessing, but I did tell the scheduler at the agency we're with now, I need an answer by 10 a.m. whether we're going to have someone for dependable for the weekend because it's not as well. She's been planning things but is not able to get out to do anything, and she needs her place too. And because it's so important for this weekend, because, again, I'm going – with my grandchildren because their parents
mm-hmm.
are out of the country.
Okay.
So, it would be a plus if it could happen. I know I'm not giving you guys a whole heck of a lot of time to, figure this all out, but if it works, it'll be a blessing. You will be a lifesaver. We could get
it would be by Saturday?
Yes.
So the only thing is, I don't doubt our staffing girl, Erica. Erica's honestly the best. She works
right.
pretty quick. The only thing is the processing time at insurance. I don't know
right.
how long And we, to be able to start it and input a schedule, we need the authorization with the hours attached to it. So I don't know how long that would take.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about it either.
Sorry to cut you off. You can contact Natasha. You can let her know that you're going to come with our agency. Let her know you spoke to me. I don't know if you already did.
Yeah, I haven't talked to her today. I will try and reach her when I hang out with you. If I don't get any response, I definitely will call her first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I'll send her a text as well letting her know I spoke to you, and I'll see how fast she can submit it for and how fast we can get that approved. And in the meantime, I'll submit this all to Erica, staffing needs, and then I'll have Monica contact Carolyn and get her onboarded.
Okay, and then just two questions. What number will Monica be calling from? Because my aunt with her cell phone, because she'll say, I don't know that number.
And it's actually one digit off from mine.
Okay, good. Then I will let her know.
Are you ready for it? You want to take it down now?
Your number that I called you on, 267?
So, yeah, her number, you see how mine ends in 7421?
Yes.
Monica's is the same 6, so the 267-551, she is 7422.
7422. Okay.
Yep. Perfect. And so that's the number she'll be calling from.
Okay, Monica. Okay. And, and with the agency that we are currently with now, I shouldn't say anything until we...
Natasha will let them know. They'll call in. She lets them know that you guys are going to terminate with the agency and then lets them know their last day of service. And then the next day is when we will pick up Family First.
Gotcha.
Okay, so she'll handle that.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. And
all right.
It was a pleasure being able to talk to you and get all the information. And I pray to God this works out, because I'm at my wit's end. I'm now on my 30s.
I feel you. It's hard to get a good one out there, especially in the Philadelphia area. I hope we satisfy you guys with our work, but I'll put those wheels in motion, and then we will touch base soon. I'll probably give you a call tomorrow just to make sure everyone's contacted and wheels are in motion. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Faith.
And I feel like just hearing your voice is warm and welcoming, and I feel like this may be the agency. You're welcome. That may work out for us. I pray.
Third time's the charm. It's fine.
Yes, it is. So I'm just going to breathe.
Yeah, take a deep breath. There's nothing you can control right now. Everything's done. We'll put this in motion, like I said.
And then, one other thing. As far as with her, because I always help her with the applications, especially she can't do the online ones because I don't know what she does wrong.
Everything is online.
Everything's online. Can you text me the information and then I can type it in for her? She can tell me and then I'll type it in.
Yeah, I can send you all the links. It's going to be application I-9W4, direct deposit, and one more. What am I missing? Competency test. Did she do that for the other agency?
She did.
Okay, she's going to have to redo it for ours.
Okay.
All right, so those are the 4 things that I'll send you via link. I could text it to you right when we hang up.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
If I could get a jump on that and get that up, her and I can go over it tomorrow afternoon after we come back from doctor's appointments.
Okay.
And her and I could tackle that tomorrow.
Sounds good. And then I will give you a call once I confirm with Natasha and once she puts that in for our agency. And we'll begin working on the other hours that need staffing.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Allison. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, Faith. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.